Please look in your Bibles in Matthew chapter 26. I also forgot to mention that Blake Nealon and Reese Nealon, their mother passed away this past week. And so they're having the funeral for her and Nealon up in Nashville next Saturday. So let's keep the Nealon family in our prayers as well. In Matthew 26, verse 26, as we prepare our minds and hearts for the Lord's Supper, it says, "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, 'Take and eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" The Last Supper was a powerful time, and we all have images of it fixed in our minds. I'm sure the disciples all sitting around the table, and Jesus would take a loaf of bread and he would break off a piece, and then he would pass it down to the next person, and they would break off a piece and they would pass it down to the next person. Then he would take the goblet of wine and he would take a drink, and then he would pass it down. Next person would take a drink. And on Sunday mornings, that's kind of what we do, only we don't have loaves of bread and we don't have goblets of wine. We have the little emblems and the little cups and everything. But it really, when you think about communion, I think we almost always think about our relationship with God, and we're communing with God, and that's what we should be thinking about. But also a big part of it is also as you pass it down the aisle, because not only are we communing with God, we're communicating with one another. And so, you know, take a moment and look up and down the aisle that you're sitting in, just where chance or God would have put you today, and think about the connection that you have with all of those people on your aisle. You are passing the body and the blood of Christ to them, and you're receiving the body and blood of Christ from them as you pass it. And so communion is a very special time, not only for us in our relationship with God, but also for our relationship with one another. In 1984, there was a movie made that won an Oscar for Sally Field. And the name of that movie is Places in the Heart. And, you know, the truth is, it's kind of a straightforward little movie. It's set in 1935 Texas, rural Texas. And Sally Field is married to a farmer, and they're just trying to get through. It's post-depression, and they're just trying to make it on through. And the husband is killed by a young black man in town, and it's kind of an accidental death. But, of course, you can imagine 1935 Texas, the young black man is convicted of murder and is executed. And so the story is just kind of straightforward about Sally Field trying to save the family farm. And, you know, the thing that makes this movie is the characters in it, because you have John Malkovich plays a guy who's blind in town, and his uncle is the corrupt banker. And so he comes to live with Sally Field, and Danny Glover is kind of a drifter, does odd jobs around. And at first he steals from Sally Field, but then he sees her heart and that she needs help in trying to save the family. So he decides to stay around and help her plant the cotton crop that year, because she doesn't know anything about planting the cotton crop. And so Danny Glover stays around, and Danny Glover, eventually he gets beaten almost to death by three of the townspeople dressed up in their KKK robes and hoods. And it's just a very emotional movie. Ed Harris is a man who's married to Sally Field's sister, and he cheats on her. And there's just this huge small town scandal about this guy cheating on his wife. And it's just like, it's kind of an amazing, amazing movie. But really, the amazing part about the movie is the ending. The ending of the movie is when all the people... What? You aren't with me? You know I'm going to bring it home. You know I'm going to land this plane, right? And I'm also going to do it in 7 minutes, Alex. Oh, you never know where you're going to go. The amazing part about this movie, though, is the ending of it. And the ending of it is they're in the little church in the town, and they're all sitting there, and they're all taking communion. So you have all these relationships and all this sin and all this racism and murder and philandering going on in the town, and yet they are taking communion. And you find out pretty quickly that it's not really in real time. It's in heaven. They're in heaven taking communion. And so the first person that pans in is the alcoholic. And then it goes to, you know, he takes the bread and the wine. And then it goes to his family members that he's caused all this trouble for. And then it goes to John Malkovich. And he's sitting next to his corrupt banker uncle. And they, you know, they take the bread and the wine together. And then it goes to Ed Harris. And he takes the wine and the bread. And then his wife takes it. And then she reaches over and holds his hand. And you can see that there's just a reconciliation going on there. And then it goes down to Danny Glover. He's sitting in the row, which in 1935 Texas, for Danny Glover to be sitting in a church building was pretty amazing with all the white people. Danny Glover's taking communion. And then the three men that beat him mercilessly are sitting there next to him. And then it goes to Sally Field. And then the next person you see is her dead husband. He's there taking communion. And that's when you realize, okay, this is not just a normal communion. This is a communion that's spiritual. It's a place in the heart. And the dead husband takes. And then the last scene is the camera pans over and it's the young black man that killed him. And they're together and they share a moment together. And it's just a moving, moving picture of what the communion is supposed to be like. Because, you know, in this room, this stuff goes on all the time. There's misunderstandings and there's anger and there's, you know, bursts of anger and just difficult things that are said and difficult things that happen. And yet there's a place in the heart. And that's what communion is supposed to be. It's a time where we settle all our debts with God. It's supposed to be a time when we settle all our debts with one another. And the only thing that can do that, the only thing that can erase the stains of racism and immorality and alcoholism and all the sins attended to that, the only thing that can do that is the blood of Christ. The only thing that can do that is the body of Christ. So let's all pray together here as we take the bread and the wine. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for right now that we can just stop and just rest and just think about you and think about our relationship with you. Think about our relationship with those that we're passing the bread and the wine to and those that are passing it to us. Father, we're all together in this thing. Lord, when we pray for one another, we feel it. When we serve one another, we feel it. God, thank you for the connection that we have. We're all members of one body. Lord, thank you for the place in the heart that we can be right now as we commune with you and as we commune with one another. Father, thank you for your love. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.